Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. One time, there was a chassid who came into Yechidus by the Rebbe, and he was so upset that when he came in, he just started to cry, crying and crying. He could not get control of himself. And Yechidus means he's sitting alone in the Rebbe's office with the Rebbe. Yechidus actually means not just a meeting, but a getting together like one. The person sits with the Rebbe, they become like one. The Rebbe is very, very close. And this is what he was doing, just crying and crying. Finally, he stopped crying. And he said to the Rebbe, "What I've been through in the last few days, meaning what I've been doing, just there's no reason to continue living." He was so sad. He had done such things that he just felt he could not go on with his life. Seems that he meant that he had done terrible sins. And he just felt he could not continue to live. The Rebbe said from Tanya that every moment Hashem is recreating the world. And therefore, even if something was so terrible yesterday or this morning, or even a moment ago, but now it's a new world. Hashem recreates the world every day. And therefore, we can always be optimistic, positive, that things can be better. And this is a very important lesson for all of us. Sometimes things go well for us, and sometimes they don't go well for us. A person should always realize, even if things are not going the way they're supposed to go, but Hashem is recreating the world every moment. Therefore, we can always be optimistic. This is also connected with going to sleep at night. Why is it important to go to sleep at night? Couldn't Hashem have made the world in such a way that we don't have to spend so much time doing nothing, just wasting all those hours of sleep, lying there with our eyes closed? The Rebbe explains because when we wake up in the morning, we feel like a new person. We feel fresh strength and fresh optimism. And that's why it's so important, so that we feel like a new person. And it's only by going to sleep that we get that feeling. Hopefully today will be better than any other day before it. This story is told in the Sechus, the Merit. May all the Yidden all over the world who are sick have a complete and quick, speedy recovery. Especially the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael who have been injured in the war, whether they're civilians or they're soldiers, they should have a complete and quick recovery. May we have a complete and quick victory over our enemies, just like in the story of Purim, that we had a complete victory over all those who wanted to hurt us. So too should it be now. And especially this is true through each of us learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, learning extra Torah, doing extra mitzvahs. And this gives special strength to all of our soldiers and to all the Yidden everywhere. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories.